Our next speaker, Brother Lee Stone King, it was proven in his life that God was more than enough. More than enough when he fell backwards in an Australian airport, dead. Hallelujah! He's more than enough. God is with us. We are so honored to have these special speakers today. And now our climax to this meeting, I just sense in the Holy Ghost that we are about to enter into the way has been prepared for us. And now God is going to work through Brother Stone King. I want you to open your minds, be obedient to the Spirit, get ready for the supernatural. It is coming to pass even now. Welcome Brother Stone King as he comes in Jesus' name. Receive what the Spirit says.
Thank you, Sister Haney. Praise the Lord, everyone. Would you, for just a moment, after all we have heard, and we have been ushered into the magnificent presence of Almighty God. There is great faith. There is revelation here. There is understanding in this house. Would you lift both hands and let your voice out? Do not be concerned about your neighbor, what they may hear you say, but would you just worship him and receive the revelation, understanding that has so beautifully and capably been delivered to us in the last few moments. Lord Jesus, here today, we are asking that you will cause these words of eternal life, as it were, to become indelibly ingrained upon the tissues and the fibers of our hearts. We thank you for revelation and understanding. Now, O Master of the universe, once again, bind us together in one mind and one accord. We will not fail to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We ask these things in Jesus' name. In the book of Philippians, chapter 3 and verse 10, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Philippi, and he said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, which we have just heard so magnificently. Then he says, being made conformable unto his death, that I may know him. I don't know how you feel about it here today, but I have never ever been content just to know about him. I have always wanted to know him. There is a vast difference. Many people know about him in this country, in this world, but unfortunately, they do not really know him. I want to know him. And the power of his resurrection. Would you once again lift your voices, your hearts, your hands, and would you pray that God will do with you individually and with us conglomerately here today exactly what he wants to do? Would you pray for the anointing to be upon us, both to hear and to speak? Lord Jesus, now we are asking for the mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost to be upon us, both to hear and to speak. We pray once again for revelation and understanding, that we will feel the brush of angels' wings in this place today, that we will feel the touch of the Master's hand, that we will hear the sandal-footed footfall of the man from Galilee walking through the corridors of our hearts. Help us, O Master of the universe, to be lifted into the realm of the supernatural. Impart to us the working of the miraculous. May we never be the same when we leave this auditorium today. I give you praise, thanksgiving, and worship, for there is none beside thee. Thou art God and God alone, O Lord Jesus. The Lord bless you. You may be seated in Jesus' name. I'm going to ask every individual here today, would you clap for just a moment with all of your might? Would you shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph? Because I can feel triumph in this house today. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I worship you! I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking with tongues, October 6th, 1963. And immediately I went off to Apostolic Bible Institute. And for 3 years I studied, prayed, fasted, and pleaded with God daily, every day, to use me mightily in His work. I used to tearfully beg the Lord not to let me or my living to be in vain, not to let me just occupy space on planet Earth, and that my life would not be wasted, that God allowing me to live had not been a mistake on His part or a loss of His investment for me. For 3 years I prayed that. But when I prayed that way, I envisioned myself being used by God. I could see myself in the theater of my own mind's eye. I could see myself preaching to crowds, helping people to be healed, and seeing all kinds of things by the hand of God being done for the crowds and for our own people. I never saw myself lying dead on an airport floor, stripped to the waist with a crowd gaping at me and strangers pounding and wrestling with my body, trying to get a heart to beat again. It was not what I had envisioned. It was not exactly what I had had in mind. But when we pray to be used by God, and when the answer comes, rarely does it ever look like what we had envisioned. Because when the answer comes, it comes with His qualifications, it comes with His needs, it comes with His specifications. So if He wants me dead on an airport floor and all that followed, then I submit. And now I am resurrected from the dead by His will and His divine powerful decree. Doctors have looked into my eyes and broke down weeping. Medical people have stood and just stared at me. People in airports, I've told them the story and shown them the pictures, and they have simply gasped. Something has happened to me, and that something can relate to the Apostle Paul's great desire to know Him in the power of His resurrection. Why would the Apostle Paul write, "I want to know Him in the power of His resurrection"? Why would he write such a thing? Why would in written word he express such a desire? Because Paul understood and wanted that understanding to explode in his life and ministry. If you study the life of Jesus carefully in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it is extremely obvious that the devil and his kingdom were torn by the authority and the power of this man called Jesus. Demons recognized Him as He came walking down the various roads and paths, and they would cry out, "Why have you come to torment us before our time?" when He came into their presence. I've made a study of this. The devil fought Jesus at every turn in the road. He fought Him on every occasion. The devil fought Jesus through the Pharisees, through the priest, through the Sadducees, and people at large, wherever crowds were gathered to hear and to see Jesus. Satan fought Jesus all the way to Calvary. And I can tell you that there was one standing there as the heavens darkened, and as the sun refused to give her light, and as the earth began to slowly rumble, there was one standing there that he felt his entire destiny was wrapped up and tied up in the death of this one hanging, that central figure that had been beaten so badly that his visage was marred more than any man in all of human history. Satan fought Jesus all the way to Calvary. And there is no doubt in my mind when the voice of Jesus cried, "It is finished. And the body, his body slumped in death. I believe that Satan felt victorious. I believe there was a victory he felt. I believe he thought his problems were over. He felt that the enemy, this one who had cast them into the swine, this one who had tormented them before their time, he believed that it was over. But notice something. The devil fought and tempted Jesus through all of his life and ministry, all the way, I reiterate, to Calvary. But after, everyone say after. Cry after. Say after. After the resurrection, the devil stayed away from Jesus. After the resurrection, you do not find one place in the scriptures after Jesus was raised from the dead that the devil ever came near him, because Satan's power had been broken forever. It was broken. Was broken. I personally believe that when Lucifer saw the body of Jesus slump in death, I believe he thought, I repeat, his troubles were over. I believe that he was in a state of rejoicing. And I believe that Lucifer called every demon of hell from every station of appointment and assignment and declared a celebration. I believe, people, there was rejoicing. I believe there was a demonstration in that kingdom of darkness over the victory they thought they had. But right in the middle of the celebration, there came a knock at the very gates of hell. And the emissary posted there cried, "Who is it?" And a voice answered and said, "I am Jesus of Nazareth." Fear gripped that emissary, and I believe with trembling, he ran into Satan's very throne room and cried, "Master, I apologize. I'm sorry to interrupt this celebration, but there's someone knocking at the gates." And I believe Lucifer said, "Who is it?" And the emissary replied, "He says his name is Jesus." You talk about bringing a party to a screeching halt. You talk about bringing a party to an absolute stall, to an absolute halt. All of a sudden, I believe Satan began to tremble, and he said, "You'll have to let him in." That emissary raced back to the very gates of hell and opened the gates of hell, and Jesus walked through those gates. I believe he walked down into that place of darkness, into the very throne room of Lucifer. And as he walked up and approached Lucifer himself, Jesus reached a nail-scarred hand into the very presence of Lucifer's countenance and face and said, "Lucifer, give them to me. Give them to me. Give them to me. The keys of death and hell." And Lucifer, if he wears a garment, reached his hand into the very garment he wore and pulled out the keys of death and hell and surrendered them into a nail-scarred hand. And the nail-scarred hand of Jesus gripped those keys, and he turned and walked up out of that place. But when Jesus got back to the gates of hell, he turned and cried, "Lucifer! In the future, my church will be knocking at the gates, and you must open to them, for it is written, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church." It was resurrection power. It was resurrection power. Jesus had it and informed Satan that he had now transferred it to his church, and there was nothing that could be done. People understand gates are stationary. Gates do not walk. Gates do not travel. The message is that we are the ones that are the aggressors. We are the ones to go to the very gates of hell and storm the gates, for it is written, the gates of hell shall not prevail, that they shall not prevail against the church. If you've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking with tongues here today, that resurrection power is alive inside of you and well. That resurrection power is alive inside of you and well. I can feel it in the balcony. I can feel it. I can feel it all around the back of this auditorium. I can feel it sweeping across this area. I can feel it walking down this aisle today. There is resurrection power in this sanctuary today. There is resurrection power. He is not dead. He is alive. What am I saying here today? This is what I'm saying. Why don't you go to the gates of hell? Why don't you go to the gates of hell and say, let my father go. Let my mother go. Let my son go. Let my daughter go. Let my neighbor go. Let my friend go. I storm the gates of hell. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. These signs shall follow them that believe. Would you cry out? Would you scream out? Would you cry out? I'm talking to mothers here today. Would you go after it? Would you go after it? Yes! Jesus, 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 something miraculous is hanging above us in this very moment in time. All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost is wanting to drop up on every woman in this place, every man in this place, every young person. There's a new dimension above you after what you've already heard and felt today. If you will become aggressive right now, I prophesy to you as a man of God, you will leave this place totally changed. You will not fear. You will not fear. I rebuke all fear in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I set you free. I set you free in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. That's it. That's it. That's it. You ought to push your way out of those seats. You ought to lay hands on each other. Some of you need to be dancing and shouting because the victor is here. The victor is here, and his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Devils fear. Devils tremble at the mention of his name. You've got that name, brother. You've got that name. You've got that name. You've got that power. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, the miraculous is in this house. If you're a believer, reach over, grab a hold of somebody, and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. There's somebody here today that wants to come running. There's someone here today that wants to come running to this altar, because there are those of you who want to know him in the power of his resurrection. There are those of you who want to know him in the power of his resurrection. It's here. It's here. It's here. It's here. It's here in the name of Jesus. Such as I have in the name of Jesus. That's it. That's it. That's it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. The Holy Ghost is here to heal. The Holy Ghost is here to deliver. You've got to move while the water is troubled. The water is troubled here today. You've got to get in while the water is moving. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. You're never going to be the same. You are never going to be the same. You are never going to be the same. Hallelujah. 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 There's somebody that wants to run. There's somebody that wants to run to this place. It doesn't matter what your neighbor thinks. It does not matter what anybody says. Jesus is in this house. Where He is, anything can happen. Anything can happen. Hallelujah. 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 I'm talking to people who are gifted. I'm talking to people who are anointed in this place today. I challenge you to get a hold of somebody. If the Holy Ghost is alive inside of you, I challenge you to lay hands on somebody. There will be healings all over this audience. There will be miracles of healing all over this audience. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. It's the name of Jesus. It's the name of Jesus. It's the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's it. That's it. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. By the authority of the Word of God. By the power of the name of Jesus. Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Such as I have. Such as I have. Such as I have. In the name of Jesus. Such as I have. In the name of Jesus. That's it. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. You are not going to be the same. I set you free from this fear. I set you free from this fear. In the name of Jesus. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. You've got it. You've got it right there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If those of you who are in the balcony, if those of you who are in the grandstand, if you will just reach out to somebody and take a hold of their hand and begin to pray in Jesus' name, healing and mighty deliverance and understanding will begin to ripple through this crowd from vessel to vessel. From vessel to vessel. Yes. There are mighty things happening here. Don't stop praying. Don't stop worshiping. I know it's been a long morning, but just find the grace to reach out and touch someone near you. Push someone aside. Get out of your place of comfort. Get out of your comfort zone today and reach out to somebody, because you've got that resurrection power inside of you. The devil is afraid. He fears. He fears that name. He fears that presence. He fears that power. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you.
This woman, she tells me, has cancer, has not been able to raise her left arm in the air, but her arm is now above her head. Can you clap your hands? Would you shout with the voice of triumph? Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus is in this house, people. The miraculous is in this house. Hallelujah. There's a gentleman right here that has just received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Would you clap? Would you rejoice? Whatever you feel like doing, people, it's time for the shouting. It's time for the dancing. It's time for the rejoicing among us. Hallelujah! This dear grandmother is blind, but we prayed for her to be able to see. She can see my suit, she can see my shirt, she can see my hands, she can see light. Would you lift your hands and just worship the Lord? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! After all you've heard here today, this lady has cancer. She's in a wheelchair. You ladies who are close to her, believers, I want you to get a hold of her and lay hands on her and pray in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Because the most powerful radiation known to mankind is in this place, the rays of the Holy Ghost. She says it's in the lymph nodes, it has spread, but this Jesus can take it out. Lord Jesus, today we defy the prognosis and the diagnosis. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh cancer, I command you to leave this body in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. That's it. This dear Amish lady, converted to this wonderful truth, has a burden for all of her people in the Mennonites. She's standing in their place right now, praying that the gates of hell will be stormed, that her people will be set free. Would you reach a hand toward her? Would you cry out in the blessed and wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ? For the will be come in the name of Jesus. We agree together now in the name of the Lord Jesus. By the authority of the word of God, by the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We command that in Jesus' name. Oh God, let those people go. Open the gates. Open the gates. Let revelation and truth, this apostolic truth, come to the Amish, to the Mennonites, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the authority of the word of God, by the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. Two more have just received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Do you have another clap left? Do you have any voice left to shout with? Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus. Yes. It's been a bad diagnosis and prognosis to this lady. Sugar diabetes, blood clots. Just reach a hand, ladies, toward her and command in Jesus' name. God took all the blood clots out of my feet, my legs, and my heart. He'll do it now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I defy the prognosis and the diagnosis. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be thou healed. In the name of the Master Physician, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's it. Yes. I feel to do something because I really feel like we have been in the place of revelation and understanding here today through all we have heard preached from the Word of God. I'd like everybody in this entire auditorium to stand to your feet at the closing of this service. I want us to do something. I don't always do this everywhere. I don't feel it, but I do feel it here today. I feel like it's not enough to just walk on it. We've got to possess it. God told Abraham, He said, I'll give you all the land you walk on, but you must possess it. It's not enough to walk on this. You've got to possess it before you leave here. And I want us to do something. In the Bible, if you study in the Old Testament, I don't understand it, but I do know that where the people of God were obedient to God, God wanted them to shout. What is it about a human voice shouting that caused walls to come down, enemies to be discomfited, enemies to become destroyed? But there's something about humanity, believers in particular, shouting with their voices in unison the praises of God. It helps to anchor, it helps to break, and it'll help us to possess. I want us in just a moment, I'm going to count to three, but I want us in just a moment when I count to three, I want you to throw both hands in the air and just shout the word hallelujah, that God will help you to possess what you have heard here today, and that revelation and the power of God will go with you from this conference, and that it will overflow into the night service here tonight. How many of you are excited about what's about to happen? Can you feel? You can feel faith. There's tremendous faith in this house. So I'm going to count. One, two, three. Hallelujah! Jesus, we claim it in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We claim it in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Something. How many of you feel that you will never be the same after today? Hallelujah. Why don't you take the hand of the person next to you and just rejoice with them for a moment? Why don't you just take the hand of the person next to you and rejoice with them in the name of Jesus? Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. lift your hands and sing it with the musician, would you? Hallelujah, Jesus.